Blog Talk Radio.
Coach Lombardi, Coach Shula, Coach Landry, Coach Dave. Great coaches make us better players and better people. To become a better coach, visit usafootball.com, the official youth football development partner of the NFL.
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What is this?
Anthony Scott?
Hey, Annie, what's up, man? I just can't be doing an interview with you.
This is Anthony Scott. What's good, coach?
Hey, we're doing a little interview, man. Help me get that little music set up for you. Tell us a little
All
bit about
right.
yourself, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I play running back for the Jags, Geno Jaguars, New Orleans. Native of New Orleans, from New Orleans uptown. I'm a teacher. I teach at Kipp Middle, that's in New Orleans Gentilly. You know? And I'm
Oh, you play
always
high
getting
school ball?
involved with my community. I played high school ball for Old Perry Walker. Started running back for 3 years.
All right, quick question, man. What's your future plans for football? You just doing it for fun or trying next level thing? What?
Hopefully, I can get to the next level. Let me switch that back. I'm gonna get to the next level. I'm gonna say that I'm gonna get to the next level. And if that don't work out, I'm gonna give all my time to the community and the kids.
So, how many years you been together?
This is about to be my 3rd year.
Second
year
Jaguars
as a
kind of known.
starter.
I know the Jaguars kind of known for producing great running backs, man. So you come in your 3rd season. On the average, how many yards you think you probably done accomplished, in your season with them?
I'm a for sure 1,000 yard back. So I'm
This
gonna
year,
average every game. I'm looking at 100 yards.
Well, I mean, the reason I asked that because I've seen some of your footwork and some of your film, and you actually that I will call a baby Leonard Fournette since you're from Louisiana. Well, I see what you've been doing this year. What can you expect from me?
Expect the unexpected. I'm coming out. I'm leaving it all on the field this year. Oh.
I heard the Jaguars got the Nick Saban the football back. I heard I got Coach Dave back, aka Nick Saban, the black Nick Saban. What you think about that, man?
That's real wonderful that we got him back. He create that order and that leadership that we need, and he create leaders. So I'm glad he's back, and he's an offense genius. He's a genius of offense.
For sure, for sure. Like I said, I've heard Jaguars is considered the ring season. The new motto: dominate, win, and leave no doubt. Can I get you the amen so you don't believe in and follow that rule?
Look, I'm gonna say this: if you have a Facebook, you can like that. Yeah. If you have a Twitter, you can favorite that tweet. And if you have an Instagram, you can repost what we say. Ring season.
Besides, like I said, maybe teaching, besides football, man, what other kind of hobbies you got you like people to be involved with?
I actually just finished writing a kid's book, so I'm still working on some editing and some illustrations of my book. I'm a writer on the side, so, I'm going to focus more on writing, too.
Well, Andy Scott, man, I appreciate your number this year. You changed your number, same number. What number should you be looking for?
I'm sticking with 21.
All right, so y'all heard it. Y'all heard it first. Number 21, Jaguars, Andy Scott, running back. Plan on doing some things that serious this year. So appreciate your time. Appreciate your time, man. Looking forward to seeing you in the season, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Shout out to the Jags.
Lombardi, Coach Shula, Coach Landry, Coach Dave. Great coaches make us better players and better people. To become a better coach, visit USAFootball.com, the official youth football development partner of the NFL. Coach Lombardi. Coach Shula. Coach Landry. Coach Dave. Great coaches make us better players and better people. To become a better coach, visit USAFootball.com, the official youth football development partner of the NFL.
How you doing, man? So, how you doing? It's Under the Helmet, man. ATFL Network. Who's speaking with
you? It's Dwayne Slinger.
Dwayne, how you doing?
Linebacker for the Jano Jaguars.
Well, appreciate it. For real, for real. Dwayne, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little history of you, man.
Man, you know me, one of the greatest linebackers ever played a game. Coming out of Helen College High School back in 2012, you know, man. I've been doing it for a couple of years now. Trying to get to that next level, you know.
All right. I know you say you're playing for the GNO Jaguars. How many seasons you been with them?
Oh, this will be my third season, my third, fourth season.
Okay. Any particular number you need to be looking for?
Excuse me, say that again.
Any particular jersey number we need to be looking for?
Number 10, man. I'm running number 10. Go back to my old ways.
Okay. Real quick, like the Jaguars, what can we look forward to Jaguars this season?
I'm looking for a ring this season, man. I'm looking for getting a championship.
I heard y'all been doing a lot of shaking up and a lot of new faces in your account this year. Anything to elaborate on?
Yeah, a lot of new faces. That means a whole new program, man. We're trying to get everything back on track. You know, we're building that culture back.
And around the league, I mean, the big news is y'all got the black Nick Saban back, Dave Davis.
Yeah, man. He playing a major part within our offense and within the whole team, like as a whole. Bringing in discipline, you know, structure.
I know, because Dave Davis is kind of precious with KB, and then he tried to hold it down for y'all, but KB had an interview with us and said that he was happy that Dave Davis, you know, agreed to come back to bring back them glory days, man. So y'all should be doing some big things, as you think.
Well, all right, give the team a whole new image, man. We're under a whole new level of football now.
I got you. Your defensive coordinator, what you think about that situation?
Oh, awesome. Coach Alfred Luke, one of the best coaches ever coached a game of football that I met in my life. That's facts.
I know you say you play linebackers. Care to elaborate on any guys that's going to be hitting the battlefield with you in the trenches?
I'm looking forward to playing alongside Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Robinson?
He's another dominant linebacker. Yeah.
Yeah, Jeffrey Robinson actually made the All-Star, the Blazer team, so we're kind of familiar with Jeffrey.
We got Dink, we got Tony, Darius, you know, my D-line is awesome. With Jared, Daniel.
So you're saying Dink is playing defense now? Daniel Henry Dink that made the All-Star too?
Yeah. Dink is playing corner. Lockdown, we got Howard. Man, we just basically
y'all really shaking things up then, man.
Yeah. We're coming with it, man. We're bringing it.
Anybody else you care to talk about?
Rob, you know, old head vantage. Got Rob on the defense. I mean, we're bringing it, man.
Well, let me ask you,
we
ask everybody this, and I'm going to ask you, just like I ask everybody, what's your future plans, man? I guess why, there's a reason why you do it, reason for the season.
The reason for my season is to get to that next level, man. Like I said earlier, man, I'm trying to go somewhere with this, man. I'm not trying to do this for fun. Like, this ain't a game. This ain't for play. Like, this is real life. I'm trying to get to that next level ball.
And like I said, man, this is your personal interview under the helmet with you. Anything else you're involved with that you'd like the world to know? You know what I mean?
I mean, I got my own record label, you know, do my music thing. You know what I mean? Anybody, I'll go search Ball Team, LAR Records. You know, we got everything popping. I'm Young Tool, got Kai Kai, Jazzy Jeff, and Beast by now, man. Best producer in the world, hands down.
So you got a Twitter, you know, so you, somebody want to book you?
Yeah, everything come to in there. COME, the number 2, OOIN, on Facebook, Twitter. Everything, anything you name it, it's the same on everything. Gmail, everything.
For sure. All right, man, I appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to tell the world before we go, man, about Dwayne?
Sure, man. That's pretty much it. I want to talk about the Jazz, man. He won the championship this year, hands down. That's all I want to let the world know. Jazz,
appreciate Dwayne. Like, appreciate you, Dwayne. If everybody out there, just to kind of wrap it up, I mean, Dwayne started linebacking, one of the leaders of defense, a veteran. Actually, he was nominated for the All-Stars last season. So he's going to do some different things for the Jaguars and change houses and create a new environment. So you're looking forward to dominating.
Oh, yeah.
Dwayne, appreciate the time, man. Appreciate the time. Hope
no
great
problem,
season,
no
safe
problem.
Season. Thank you.
No problem.
Who are you on the line today? Hello?
Hello?
Got a call from 247. Who is this? Yeah, I got a call from 985-247-3872. Who is this?
Yeah, it's Jarvis
Foster.
Yeah.
How you doing, Jarvis? Tell a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I play safety, outside linebacker, from Amy, Louisiana. We're just trying to focus in the ring this year. We went a little short a couple years ago. I'm just trying to get back to.
So you have, how many years you been in the Jaguars, Joe?
Oh, this will be my third year. I'm still a baby Jag. This will be the start of my third year.
That's the first time I heard that term, a baby Jag. I thought Jags were always big, man.
Say again.
But tell us a little bit about yourself, Joe. Man, I know you say you're from A-Neat. You travel a long way to come play the Jaguars, man.
I started, like, I was out of football for a while because I had an injury back when I was playing in California. And one of my partners, they taught me in the plan about 3 years ago, named Yasmin Coleman. And I wasn't going to play, but he taught me into it. And, you know, I came back. Coach Luke gave me a chance. Probably one of the best coaches that ever came to contact me. And he made me fall in love with football school. So just went from there. Mm-hmm.
For sure. I remember the same job at number 22. You were, when the Jaguars had their run, y'all went to the finals. You played safety then, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played safety at an outside linebacker.
And to tell you, to show you how to do my research, Jarvis, I remember your last game last season. Caught a couple of touchdowns in the receiver.
Yeah, I can do a little bit of everything.
So, are you just going to be on that side of the ball defense, or are you trying to get both ways?
For me, to be honest with you, I just want to do whatever it takes. You know, whoever Luke needs me to go, that's where I'm willing to go. You know, like, I never played defense, like, ever in my life until I came to the Jags. And, you know, he gave me an opportunity to play defense, and I was good at it. So, you know, I just kept staying with it. You know, we need a little help to get the lightning like that. I came and caught the touchdown. Wherever he needs me to go, that's what I'm going to go do.
to you being a little modest, Joe. I've seen some film on you, man. You're hit him. You're headbutting. So, besides that, playing football, the Jazz, man, you care to tell everybody what you do for a living or any little projects you got going on?
Yeah, I'm just a regular guy. I work at an oil company, so I mean, all I do is work and take care of my kids and all. I'm not on the field. I don't have nothing extravagant going on, you know. I probably go play football.
All right, I appreciate your time, Jarvis, man. Anything you'd like to tell the world, like I said, before we let you go?
All y'all can just look forward to is fast and physical football when the season come around. It's a new team. We got guys in the right spot to win. And I'm excited. I'm excited to see how things unfold this year.
I appreciate you, Jarvis, man, for calling Under the Helmet. Like I said, you're part of this series. We're going to put you out there, man. Enjoy your day. Have a safe season. And go Jaguars.